always going to be a lot of collateral damage. There's lots of villains, and there's lots of villainous deeds going on at any given time. Part of my job is to prioritize which villains I'm going to combat, you know. So, I take a look around, I see if there's any good-looking women who need to be rescued immediately, and then I sort of start from there and work my way down the list. You know, if you've got Tubby Joe Schmo over there with a laser pointed at his head, then he might have to wait in line a little while. Yeah, I've fought my my fair share of villains, and they all have their own unique challenges. You know, they got their zombie monkeys and their giant laser robots and their super aquatic ninja pygmies. But I tell you, once in a while, the real kicker is I get these dames, man, these dame villains, and they got the curves and the hair and the big eyes, and boy, those ones, they're really, really hard to kill. You know, especially the ones that they come up and, you know, and they're looking at you and you're looking at them and you feel that simpatico, you know, like she's digging you and you're digging her, digging you, and boy, you really got to take a jog around the block real quick and, you know, sort of get your concentration back, compose yourself, because, you know, you can't get distracted by these sort of thoughts when you're going up against a super villain. That's one of the hard parts of the jobs, you know, when you come across a dame who's really something to look at and you just got to let her have it because she's a villain. Yeah, those are the bad days.